such a talent. He wrote some of the greatest movie music that we've ever heard. And now the legendary film composer Marvin Hamlisch has died at 68. Joining us live and on WTOP, our film critic Jason Fraley now. He's a guy who has transcended all styles of movies and has produced music for every genre you can imagine. And all of it was so memorable.
It's a really kind of shocking and sad day, and he was kind of a jack of all trades. You know, not only did he win 3 Oscars, 4 Emmys, a Tony for A Chorus Line. I mean, it's a really short list. I think it's only 11 people to win an Emmy, Oscar, Tony, and a Grammy. I mean, most people are just happy to win one of these, and this guy would just knock it out of the park on all of them.
The Way We Were was such a memorable thing. And for so many people, it may be the first time that they heard Marvin Hamlisch's work, but he won 3 Oscars in all.
The ironic part was they all came the same year. It was right after, because The Way We Were came out the same year as this thing in 1973. And so he won Best Original Score for an adapted work for The Sting, which he adapted from Scott Joplin's The Entertainer, as everyone knows. And then he also won Best Original Song for The Way We Were, the song itself, sung by Streisand, which he did the music. And then they also won for the score for The Way We Were. And not many people actually know this, but he actually, for that final scene where Streisand embraces Redford, and
right,
then she brushes her hair through the hand through the hair and all that, Hamlisch had actually had 2 different scores for that last scene. And they put the wrong version in, the one he actually didn't like as much, once it had already gone to print. Yeah. And so when they showed it at the screening, he's like, I don't like this version. He actually put up his own money to go back in and put the right version. And then that time, the tears came down from the audience. And it was because he was so selfless and put his own money, you know, where his mouth was.
Wow.
And so that's just the kind of guy he was. You know, he cared about the product more than anything.
He scored some of the Bond films, too, didn't he? Or at least one?
Yeah, The Spy Who Loved Me, jumping out of the parachute and all that
stuff. Yeah, you just saw him, didn't you?
Yeah, that's why this is kind of so surreal and shocking to me. My student thesis film at American University got nominated for the Cine Golden Eagle Award, and it was the first time they gave out this 2012 Legends Award. The Cine Group did, and there was a big convention at the French Embassy for him, and they gave him an award, and then he gave a lecture at the Discovery Channel Center. And he actually got to tickle the ivories a little bit. And
oh,
play
he's
some
so
of
good
music
at that.
Oh, it was so surreal sitting there watching him actually at the piano playing The Sting.
No, it was magic that he did.
Oh, totally. And he's going to be very missed at 68, too. Such a young age.
Absolutely. WTOP's film critic Jason Fraley. More to come through the day, of course, on the life of Marvin Hamlisch, who has died at the age of 68.